Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Good evening and welcome to First Baptist Church, Bowling Green, Kentucky, for this Friday night virtual Vespers. We are so thankful that you have chosen to tune in and worship with us tonight. And I just know we are going to be encouraged as we sing about and learn about our God, who is our mighty fortress. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, we're so thankful that you are our strong tower, you are our shelter, you are our strength, and Lord, you are very present. And so Lord, we pray that as we sing these words together, that we would be encouraged by the message that they convey, that you indeed are our mighty fortress. We ask your blessing on our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
God is a consuming fire, a burning holy flame with glory and freedom. Our God is the only righteous judge, ruling over us with kindness and wisdom, and we will keep our eyes on you. We will keep our eyes on you. A mighty fortress is our God. A sacred refuge is your name. Your kingdom is unshakable. With you forever. consuming fire, a burning holy flame with glory and freedom.
What an amazing song, so filled with truth and reassurance. In worship discussions, there's often a discussion about whether a song is vertical or horizontal. And a vertical song works by compelling us to sing to God. And a horizontal song works by compelling us to sing about God to others. As you read through the Psalms, you see many examples of vertical psalms, and you see many examples of horizontal psalms. The vertical psalms sing to God, the horizontal psalms sing about God. And the same is true in our worship today, no matter what flavor or genre of worship expression you may have. But this song combines the two. It's as if we are singing to God, about God, and praising Him for being our God. What a beautiful, beautiful sentiment. I want to turn our attention to Psalm 37, just a few verses there, Psalm 37 verses 3 through 6. And I want to read this to you and then tell you the story behind the songwriter and the song. So Psalm 37 verses 3 through 6, this is a psalm of David. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. You know, you might be familiar with Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That verse became precious to me in my college days, as several of my friends who were involved in a ministry called Center Christian Fellowship would call my attention to this particular verse. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, when I was in college, the part that I focused on was, He will give you the desires of your heart. So I thought, okay, if my goal is to get the desires of my heart, then the PIN number that I enter in, or the thing that I do to get that, is I'll just delight myself in the Lord. Well, here's what happens every time, and this is what happened to me. The more you delight yourself in the Lord, the more He will transform your desires to line up with His desires for your life and His desires for the world. And so as you delight yourself in the Lord truly, He will change your heart and He will give you those desires. Well, the song that we're looking at tonight was written by Christy Knuckles and her husband Nathan Knuckles. And The Fish Atlanta, which is a radio station down in Atlanta, tells the story of Christy's biography. And this is really unbelievable. I've listened to podcasts with Christy speaking and sharing this story as well. But when she was a child, she had one of those plaques on her wall that was one of those name-meaning plaques. And the plaque read this, Christy, follower of Christ. And then there was a passage of Scripture referenced, and the passage of Scripture referenced was Psalm 37, verses 4 through 6. We just read verses 3 through 6. So verses 4 through 6 were referenced on this plaque that would hang in her wall. And on the back of the plaque, her mother had written something. And this is what she had written. If Christy gives her heart to Christ, He will show her where to go. Now those words seem really simple, but the message they convey is deeply important. If Christy gives her heart to Christ, He will show her where to go. Well, Christy grew up believing that message. And I want to tell you, that message is pertinent for you and me as well. That if we will truly and fully give our hearts over to Jesus, He'll show us exactly what to do. He'll show us exactly where to go. That was true for Christy, and she grew up believing it, and as a result, her life was shaped by it. Well, when it comes to this particular song, A Mighty Fortress, obviously the title is a play off of the song written by Martin Luther during the time of the Protestant Reformation, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and Martin Luther based that particular song off of Psalm 46. But Christy was trying to do something a little different in this song. It was her spin on A Mighty Fortress that provided this unforgettable proclamation of who God is. And this is what she said. She said, when you look at the world around us, you can't help but fear for your children. Is that true? Yeah. The world is a rough place. The world's always been a rough place. The world's an even rougher place now because through the advent of modern technology, we're able to see what's going on all around the world, and there's some scary stuff going on. Well, Christy said, as a mom, when you see all that scary stuff, it can't help but make you worry for your children. And she said this, "I needed a reminder of God's promises to us that we will reign with Him forever, that His kingdom is unshakable. I want to lead my children in that kind of trust." So look at what's happening here. You have this intergenerational impact. Christy's mom wrote a simple message on the back of a plaque that was in Christy's room as she grew up. And the message was that if Christy will give her heart to Jesus, He'll show her the way to go. And now Christy, who's given her heart to Jesus, who is continuing to be shown the way to go by Almighty God, is now a mom herself. And she is seeking to remind her children that there is a God in the heavens who cannot be shaken. And no matter what happens, He's still God, and He's still in control, and they can trust Him. In essence, if they'll give their heart to Jesus, He'll show them which way to go. So let me ask us this question before we look again at this song. Have you entrusted your heart to Jesus? What parts of your heart are you holding back? Are you truly delighting yourself in the Lord, letting Him transform your heart, and then letting Him supply those desires of your heart? You know, the more we give ourselves over to Him, the richer our relationship with Him, and the more blessed our life on this earth. So let's look again at the lyrics to this incredible song. This is A Mighty Fortress by Christy and Nathan Knuckles. Our God is a consuming fire, a burning holy flame with glory and freedom. Our God is the only righteous judge, ruling over us with kindness and wisdom. And we will keep our eyes on You. We will keep our eyes on You. A mighty fortress is our God. A sacred refuge is Your name. Your kingdom is unshakable. With You forever we will reign. Our God is jealous for His own. None could comprehend His love and His mercy. Our God is exalted on His throne. High above the heavens forever, He's worthy. And we will keep our eyes on You. We will keep our eyes on You. A mighty fortress is our God. A sacred refuge is Your name. Your kingdom is unshakable. With You forever, we will reign. We will keep our eyes on You. We will keep our eyes on You so we can set our hearts on You. Lord, we will set our hearts on You. A mighty fortress is our God. A sacred refuge is Your name. Your kingdom is unshakable. And with You forever we will reign. Hear it again. A mighty fortress is our God. A sacred refuge is Your name. Your kingdom is unshakable. And with You forever we will reign. With You forever we will reign. With You forever we will reign. Our God is a consuming fire, a burning holy flame with glory and freedom. You know, I don't know what you're facing right now. I don't know what your world looks like right now. I know what the news reports are saying. I know the tempests that are swirling around us, but I have a hunch if you're like every other human being on the planet, you've got your own tempest that you're dealing with that the nightly news isn't exactly reporting on. Can I tell you that God is faithful? Can I tell you that God is near? Can I tell you that God is our strong tower to whom we can run? He is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. So we return again to Psalm 37. And we delight ourselves in the Lord. We trust Him to give us the desires of our heart. We return to Psalm 46, which compels us to be still and know that He is God. And in the end, it will all work out according to His plan. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, thank You so much for being our mighty fortress. You are holy, You are righteous, and You reign over us. We are pleased to bow before You and we are pleased to serve and worship you. Help us keep our eyes on you in the midst of the storm. Help us keep our eyes on you and to follow faithfully as you lead us on, O King Eternal. And we pray that you would help us to live in such a way that our lives would convey that truly your kingdom is unshakable, and with you forever we will reign. We ask these things, trusting you in Jesus' name. Amen.